It's Friday, May 26th, AD 2023. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On May 18th, two Christian teenagers, one of whom is a minor, were arrested on accusations of blasphemy against Islam in Lahore, Pakistan, reports Christian Solidarity Worldwide. Adil Babar, age 18, and his neighbor, Simon Nadim, whose reported age varies from 12 to 15, were charged with insulting Muhammad, the Muslim false prophet, under Section 295C of the Pakistani Penal Code. Police Constable Zahid Sohail filed a complaint claiming that he heard the two teenagers do so while playing in the street. Pakistan's blasphemy laws criminalize anyone who insults Islam, which carries the death penalty or life imprisonment. These laws are poorly defined and require low standards for evidence. On Wednesday night, Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis formally announced his entrance into the 2024 presidential contest during an audio-only Twitter Spaces interview with billionaire entrepreneur Elon Musk, reports LifeSite News. DeSantis, who soared to re-election victory last year by a nearly 20-point margin, then fielded questions about a range of hot-button topics, including the COVID-19 response, Disney, free speech, wokeness, and radical gender ideology. He rolled out a video which contrasted Joe Biden's vision with his own.
Our border is a disaster. Crime infests our cities. The federal government makes it harder for families to make ends meet, and the president flounders. But decline is a choice. Success is attainable, and freedom is worth fighting for. Righting the ship requires restoring sanity to our society, normalcy to our communities, and integrity to our institutions. Truth must be our foundation, and common sense can no longer be an uncommon virtue. In Florida, we prove that it can be done. We chose facts over fear, education over indoctrination, law and order over rioting and disorder. We held the line when freedom hung in the balance. We showed that we can and must revitalize America. We need the courage to lead and the strength to win. I'm Ron DeSantis, and I'm running for president to lead our great American comeback.
It's official. The conservative boycott of Bud Light over its decision to celebrate Dylan Mulvaney, the man pretending to be a woman, is more than just a flash in the pan. According to NBC News, the conservative rejection of that transgender foolishness is being felt at the cash register. The network reports that sales volumes of Bud Light for the week ending May 14th sank 28.4%, extending a downward trend from the 27.7% decline seen the week before, end quote. Biblical sense seems to be prevailing. After all, Genesis 1, verse 27 says, God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. Jonathan Van Meren, a LifeSite News columnist, wrote, quote, conservatives should pick their targets carefully and stick to them for the long haul. Corporations want to show their contempt for our values while accepting our money. We should show them that contempt can flow both ways, end quote. And finally, in other woke corporate news, Target chose to push sexual perversion on adults and kids alike for the 10th year in a row as Homosexual Transgender Pride Month launches in June. Customers have objected to the increasingly prominent merchandise displays at the front of the store with unapologetic signage. For example, Target is now selling women's swimsuits designed to accommodate biological men. Plus, the national retailer selling drag queen t-shirts and books entitled Beyond the Gender Binary for 9 to 12-year-olds. So many customers have expressed their disgust that Target has decided to compromise slightly. A Target insider said there were emergency calls last Friday in which some managers were told to tamp down the sexual perversion sections immediately, reports Fox News. He said, quote, "We were given 36 hours, told to take all of our pride stuff, the entire section, and move it into a section that's a third the size, from the front of the store to the back of the store. You can't have anything on mannequins and no large signage," end quote. The Target insider also revealed, quote, "We call our customers guests. There is outrage on their part. This year, it is just exponentially more than any other year. I think given the current situation with Bud Light, the company is terrified of a Bud Light situation," end quote. However, Target CEO Brian Cornell seems to be tone deaf. The New York Post reports that he said, quote, "The things we've done from a diversity, equity, and inclusion standpoint, it's adding value. It's helping us drive sales. It's building greater engagement with both our teams and our guests. And those are just the right things for our business today," end quote. To register your outrage with Target, call 1-800-440-0680, extension 1. Email press@target.com and mail Brian Cornell, CEO, Target, 1000 Nicollet Mall, Minneapolis, Minnesota, 55403. Ephesians 5:11 says, "Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them." And that's The Worldview on this Friday, May 26th in the year of our Lord, 2023. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.